This article is called Fasting, Reversing These Times of Plenty. And I think I wrote it in 2018 or 2019. It was one of those 2 years. It's published on my website the 8th of June, 2020. And if you want to read it as opposed to listen to it, go to kdmhealth.com. That's kdmhealth.com. Click on the blog section there and you can find it. Alternatively, my website's got a fantastic search function on the top right of the page. Just type in fasting reversing and I'm sure the article will pop up. So let's get into it. Fasting, reversing these times of plenty. Imagine having to do absolutely nothing and in return you'll improve your health, feel better, and in all probability live longer. I don't know of a better investment return, financially or otherwise. Well, that's basically the deal when it comes to fasting and or calorie restriction. Here's a short story. Go for long periods without eating anything. It's as simple as that. What's long? For some, it might be pushing breakfast back till 9 a.m. For others, it's doing a planned 24 hours without food once a week. And in some people enjoy eating in particular windows each day. For example, between midday and 8 p.m, that's 8 hours of eating time and 16 hours of fasting within a 24-hour cycle. Ultimately, it depends on you, your lifestyle, and what you feel works best for you. When we have a sudden reduction in calories or cut our food intake, a thing called autophagy or autophagy ramps up. I'm actually not sure how to say that word, so I'll probably use them both. Autophagy is a natural, regulated, destructive mechanism of the cell that allows the orderly degradation and recycling of damaged, dysfunctional cellular components. Essentially, it's our body's way of ridding the buildup of cellular waste. The more often we can do this, the better. It's that simple. Now, for anyone not ready to part with regular mastication, which is another word for chewing your food, get your mind out of the gutter, people, but still want the benefits of calorie restriction and fasting, there may be a solution. In fact, there may be two of them. The first is making adjustments in your diet via increasing nutrients that ramp up or autophagy. Yes, there's more to it than just this. For example, reducing the predominance of mTOR is a huge factor, but this article is about picking the fruit rather than studying the roots, as the late great Jim Rowan said. These nutrients are found in, you guessed it, fruits and vegetables. The specific nutrients include things like resveratrol, quercetin, curcumin, selenium, alpha-lipoic acid, vitamin D, among others. So adjusting the nutrients we intake from food combined with these nutrients, and many of which can be found in high quality nutritional supplement like a multivitamin that can contain these things and more, can dramatically shift our body into house cleaning mode. The second potential opportunity is exercise. The stress of exercise acts as a mirror for calorie restriction. For anyone who's not interested in eating less, the physiological stress of exercise inhibits mTOR activity and increases autophagy. It's a win-win. However, ultimately, it's combining all three long-term. However, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. What will yours be? That's the end of the article. Since then, I've posted an update as well that Dr. Andrew Huberman did a fantastic podcast, which is also available on YouTube, episode on fasting, and he goes into a whole bunch of factors that I'm not going to go into because he's done it brilliantly, and I'd highly recommend listening to that episode that you can search for online. Now, I just want to add a couple more random points on fasting. Firstly, it's surprising to me that fasting hasn't always been and isn't more popularized when it comes to health and well-being in general. And I guess that's one of the reasons that I wrote this article. And when I think about it, one of the reasons that it's probably not as popular is a financial reason. There are so many industries that would be impacted if people fasted more. Let's start with just financially and economics. If people bought less food, the food industry probably doesn't want us to fast, right? I mean, there's food scientists and chemists out there that put so many additives and preservatives in food that make us become addicted to certain foods and crave and need them. That's a whole huge multi-billion dollar industry. And then there's the sickness and pharmaceutical industry. If people are healthy and well and don't need medication, that has a huge impact on the pharmaceutical industry, which I believe is one of the biggest industries in the world as well. So there's a lot going against fasting becoming popular. And I guess the third point is there's not much money for people to promote fasting. I mean, I can't, or no one can really say to you, here, join my program for $197 and we'll fast together. I mean, there's no product sold in fasting and there's no real service when it comes to fasting. So because there's not much of an economic benefit behind it, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. But that shouldn't take away from the reality that fasting can have enormous benefits for our health and well-being, from my personal experience I'm talking about as well. How I got into fasting, I'll share with you now as well, is I'd always been religious about eating meals every 3 hours, like clockwork, from when I was a young adult competing and training and so on. And basically, I realized at a point in time that the behavior of that kind of doesn't serve. If you want life to be, to be able to embrace more things in life, I think being addicted to eating 3 hours is probably not a good thing. And I had a bit of an experience with my girlfriend at the time in 2015. We went around Europe and I was that person that got hangry and needed to eat every 3 hours. And I look back and I don't think it was the best way to enjoy that trip. So I made some adjustments after that and started fasting. And it was as simple as every Sunday morning, or most Sunday mornings, I just would push. And I was eating at the time breakfast, morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea, dinner, and often dessert. So 5 to 6 times a day. And so what I did was I just pushed back my first morning meal. It might have been to morning tea initially and then to lunchtime. And I remember doing this, and by lunch I'd be so hungry because my body wasn't used to it. I'd have all those hunger hormones going absolutely crazy. Now, I drink water when I fast. I want to say that as well. It wasn't a dry fast. It was a water fast, which is mainly what I'm talking about. And then I'd do that once a week, and then I'd eventually push it until afternoon tea and then push my first meal until dinner a couple of times. And I ended up doing Sunday fasts maybe once a month for 24 hours. And I did that for a long period of time, and then eventually I got a little more courageous and out of my comfort zone, and would fast even when I was having bookings and coaching and so on. And I thought, I just think, how am I going to get through this? But your body adapts. Our bodies are so incredibly adaptive. Our hormone system, our endocrine system is so adaptive. It's incredible, especially when we're making great choices around sleep and food and exercise. It's amazing what our body can do. Now, I generally don't eat until about lunchtime. Sometimes I might even push it out to 2 or 3 p.m., no problem. Other times, depending on bookings and coaching and training and so on, I might eat at 10:30 a.m. on an early day now. And I feel fantastic for it. I feel really great for it. But even more than that, I feel that my life has improved because of it, because I'm not addicted to eating food every few hours. I control my hunger hormones. They don't control me anymore. My body's a slave to the way I live my lifestyle. I'm not a slave to my body's needs, if that makes sense, in the regard to food. And it feels good. It feels great. So I encourage people that wish to try fasting to listen to the Dr. Andrew Huberman podcast. Give it a go. Rome wasn't built in a day. So start slowly, start gently, and go from there. So I hope that's been beneficial when it comes to fasting. If you've got any feedback, I'd love to hear it, your experiences. I've got a number of people into fasting over the years, and the feedback has been great. Initially, it's challenging to break the old habits and conditioning that we have, but that's normal for everything. If you've got any feedback, please get back to me. I'd love to hear about it. Probably go to the website, kdmhealth.com, and there's a comment section under that if you wish to share any thoughts or insights. I'd love to hear them. Thanks for listening.